Due to the graphic nature of this program, discretion is advised.
Good evening, friends and family, and welcome to A Safe Space Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Francis Hall. I'm by myself tonight. Lucas couldn't make it, and Calvin couldn't make it, and we're only allowed to have three people in the studio, and I always want to have those seats available for Calvin and Lucas, but neither of them could make it tonight. So what I'm going to do for you tonight is I'm going to do a music show. Nothing used to scare me more. Well, actually, I'm very frightened of British children singing, but after that, being in the studio alone, that used to really, really scare me. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I could just do a music show. So what I'm going to do, I'm focusing on cover versions of songs, some that you may have heard of, some that you might not have heard of. So we're going to do cover versions of songs today. And the first one I'm going to start with is a song written by Steve Dogbowl Tunney for when he was with King Missile. The song is called Hemophiliac of Love. And I was thinking about this today. Almost all of the early King Missile songs were composed on my dad's Guild guitar. It's an acoustic guitar, probably from the 50s, and it's just got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sound. And anytime I have professional musicians visiting me, I'm like, you're going to want to play this guitar. You're going to want to play this guitar. And they always thank me for the opportunity. This is Adrienne Rejeu, not sure if I'm saying her name correctly, performing Hemophiliac of Love.
Okay.
Adrienne Rejeu, Radio Woodstock.
When I drive through the great Northwest, the snow caps on the mountaintops, pack of wolves surrounds my truck, and my fingertips are so cold. All this beauty and all these wolves, they surround me with their eyes so blue. The mountains hide the wolves I love, and all I see is you. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. I remember the blood I bled and those wolf-like eyes upon your head. Lover, oh lover, you tear my flesh when the wolves are at my throat. Vapor is my breath in the Comac truck. Surrounded by the wolves, they're the ones I love. I'll bleed for them like I will bleed for you. The never-ending stream of love. The never-ending stream of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love. When I see you, I bleed like a hemophiliac of love.
That was lovely. That was lovely. You're gonna hear some things. Because I'm running tech, you're going to hear some things that are a little bit off now and then. Our next song that we're going to do, I think I mentioned I'm starting with Friends and Family. Fiona Apple, I first met her in 1996 when she was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live and Robert Downey Jr. was hosting. But we didn't become, I'd say, acquaintances, not really friends. This is kind of interesting. She told me about something about her home in Los Angeles, and I said, I forget what it is, but I remember what I said. I said, well, that must be really nice when you have friends come over to visit. And she looked at me strangely and said, I never have friends come over to visit. And I thought that was pretty, that was kind of sad. She's a wonderfully kind person. And she started coming around the Lower East Side scene when she was dating writer Jonathan Ames. And she used to attend a very small open mic that I went to, which was run by my friend Amy Uzi. And I remember her telling a story about performing when there were, I'm going to call them locusts because I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, every 20 years or whatever it is, the friggin' locusts come out of the ground. And she was performing with all these friggin' locusts everywhere. It was horrifying. This is her cover of Across the Universe. And I think it is just such a pretty cover. And I hope you enjoy it, too.
They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Nothing's gonna change.
That was so pretty. That was so pretty. And Fiona, I am your friend. Absolutely. And I would love to visit you in your lovely home sometime. I forgot to ask, how was your week? Mine was pretty good. Had a little hiccup here and there, but it was pretty nice. I got my flu shot today. It's just a little bit of arm soreness. I don't think it's going to knock me out. Alan Merrill, best known for writing the song I Love Rock and Roll. And he was a great, great guy. We most unfortunately lost him last year due to coronavirus. It upsets me so much when I think about people like Trump, who ignored all the science so early on and did so little so early on, and how much of this could have been preventable. It really upsets me. You know, folks, if you haven't gotten vaccinated for coronavirus, please do. Please do. That's what's holding things up right now, is these anti-vaxxers. It's just trust the science in this. We don't want to lose a lot of people. Alan Merrill was a really sweet guy, and he would play free concerts in the East Village sometimes. He would show up for, you know, just about anything. And when he would do shows in the West Village, occasionally he would stop by my place. I can't recall exactly when or how we became friends. I'm pretty sure it was through Reverend Jen. Almost certain it was through Reverend Jen. And he would come over and we would sing Beatles songs together that he would play, you got it, on my dad's guitar. This is a Britney Spears cover of I Love Rock and Roll.
Hey, is this thing on?
There by the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long, so he was with me. Yes, me. I could tell it wouldn't be long, so he was with me. Yes, me. For a stay, but that don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. He said, can I take you home, where we can be alone? And next we were moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. And we were moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, me.
Time.
Yes. You may be wondering, why didn't I play the Joan Jett version? Because I like to play the Britney Spears version. But the Joan Jett version is the one that put it on the map and is responsible for a very comfortable life for Alan Merrill after that. So I'm very glad that she did that. Well, this happened this week. Nerds are geeking out and geeks are nerding out because William Shatner went to space. I'm both a geek and a nerd, so I was geeking out and nerding out. I thought it was pretty cool. Here we come next. Oh, okay. This is a cover of, this is my brother, John King Missile, my brother, John S. Hall, with his band King Missile, doing a cover of the song Betrayal Takes Two, written by Richard Hell, performed by Richard Hell and the Voidoids. And I just want to tell you how, there's a family friend, we've known him forever, Jan Bonfiglio, and he was a Voidoid, which is so fucking cool. And I remember once I was in Fire Island at my sister Nancy and Steven's house, and I was there with a girlfriend, and Jan was there, and we were coming back from the beach, and Jan's behind us, bass, playing guitar and singing, and I'm thinking to myself, I am in paradise being serenaded by a Voidoid. What could be better than that? Not a lot. Betrayal Takes Two, King Missile.
Betrayal takes two. Who did it to who? I mean, not to be cut by the point of view. Well, feelings will change. We're helpless, they must. Oh, but we like it that way. Eliminates trust, but that. Hey, sweetheart, cool off. You're not so distraught. You lost what you had, but that's what I got. Well, I'll close my eyes while you take off my clothes. No, wait a while till this feeling goes. The feeling gets stronger. Two times emptiness. Sensation of love was aroused in ourselves from the plot we digressed, not the books off the shelves, then burned down the house and met in a bar with a monk spell attached and kissed all the scars. We changed now for good, but I tried to insert
awesome cover. Good job. Good job, John. The guitar work on that is also just extremely good. I like that cover. Well done. Hey, here's something else coming up on Monday. There might be a strike from the film and TV crew industry folks, the people behind the cameras, let me tell you something. I have done that work. I have been a production assistant. That's like the lowest rung on the ladder for behind the camera work. And I understand why they're demanding change. The hours are absolutely ridiculous, and it's you don't have a life when you're working on a film as a production assistant. That's all you get to do. You don't get to do anything else. You go home and you sleep, and that's it. And that's no way to live. These folks should be able to have a life. I think that's it for the friends and family segment, but that was fun. This is my favorite cover of Take Me Home Country Road by Bob Denver. It's Toots and the Maytals. And Toots had said in an interview that he was inspired by Ray Charles. And I think there's that he does a "Now wait a minute" in here, which is very, very Ray Charles. Toots and the Maytals. Toots, we also lost due to the coronavirus, most unfortunately, but this is great.
Yeah, listen. Most heaven, West Jamaica. True is a mountain shining down the river. All my friends there pulling on those reeds, younger than the mountain, going like a bee.
You know when you feel like you can just hear someone smiling when they're singing? That's totally how I feel about Toots in general and that song specifically. I feel like I can hear him smiling. He took so much joy in making music, and it just really you get it, you hear it in his voice. What a wonderful artist. Here's something else that happened this week. If you didn't read about this, you're going to love this. Trump was at a private event, and he said, just out of nowhere, he's given a speech, and in the middle of the speech goes, I'm not into golden showers. You know the great thing, our great first lady? That one, she said. I don't believe that one. So which ones does she believe? What a weird way of saying it. That one, I don't believe. This, coming up next, this is Lil Nas X doing a cover of Jolene by Dolly Parton. I just learned about this artist maybe 3 weeks ago. Lil Nas X, he shot to fame with this one song. I can't think of the name of it right now. And at the height of it, he comes out as gay. No artist has ever done that before. That at the height of their fame, they come out as gay when there is so much to lose. And what a great idea to cover Jolene. I love this, and I love the cover.
BBC Radio 1.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Your flaming locks of auburn hair, and ivory skin, and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is like soft summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I could easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene. Don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of me, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him even though you can. Please don't take him even though you can. Please don't take him even though you can.
That was nice. I got to do this. You're listening to A Safe Space Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. And Radio Free Brooklyn's mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, free expression, and public art. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. Every dollar helps us stay on the air and allows us to continue our work in the community. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so all contributions are tax deductible. Please support with a monthly pledge or a one-time donation at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. If you're an Amazon shopper and would like to donate in a way that costs nothing to you, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/Amazon. And register RFB as your Amazon Smile charity. Every time you shop, a portion of your purchase benefits Radio Free Brooklyn. If you'd like to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn when you're not in front of your computer, please download our free mobile app for iPhone and Android, available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android. And hey, please be sure to subscribe to our monthly newsletter for the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events. You can sign up at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And we are doing this week, I'm doing cover versions of songs, some that you know, some that you don't know. And coming up next, this was just released maybe 3 weeks ago. It is Ringo Starr's cover version of Rock Around the Clock.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put
Keep rocking, Ringo. Up next. That was fun. I like that. I forget who the guitarist is in that, but that's easy for you to look up. But again, really nice guitar work going on there. Now we are going to do... I have to find this. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is Jeff Buckley's version of Hallelujah, and some say it's the definitive version, but I really wanted to include it because it's just so beautiful.
Thank you. heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who I drew, yeah. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a call and it's a broken hallelujah. Thank you.
Wow is right. I'm just drinking that in for a minute. That was so nice. Let's change the mood just a little bit here. And we're going to hear a cover of... This is fun, doing these covers. I like it. And that was, of course, a Leonard Cohen song covered by Jeff Buckley. Now we're going to hear Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, we got to get some Queen in here. Did you see the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody? I thought it was great. I thought the lead deserved his Oscar for that. He did a tremendous job. The recreation of their performance at Live Aid. If you watch the actual footage of Live Aid and what they did for the recreation, it's incredible. It's awesome. They did an amazing job. And this is Connie Talbot by herself covering Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Sign for me, for me, for me. gotta get right out of here. Nothing really matters, anyone can see.
Lovely, Connie Talbot doing Bohemian Rhapsody. She has such a lovely voice. I really enjoyed that. And we are going on to, I'm psyched about this. This, I think, kind of became the definitive version of the Bob Dylan song All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix's version. Come on.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my herb. Hey.
kicked ass. Freaking love that. We don't have, oh man, we're all, the hour's almost done. I'm going to play this and then see if I have time for one more. But without much introduction, Ali Sherlock doing Hey Jude.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You and to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, and then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world making his world a little colder. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, and then you can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you'll do by making your world a little colder. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin, and then you'll begin to make it better.
I just think she's great. And I do have time just to squeeze in one more little thing, and it is Jimi Hendrix doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band the day after it was released.
Bless your ears! What's up for your ears? What's up for your ears, okay? Going in and out of style, but the guarantee to bring a smile.
Just managed to squeeze that in there. Well, this has been quite nice. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I think I managed to squeeze quite a lot in there. Maybe there were some songs you hadn't heard of before, like Hemophiliac of Love or Betrayal Takes Two. Maybe some artists you hadn't heard of before, or versions of songs that you love that you hadn't heard before, or maybe stuff that you had heard before and you're glad to hear it again. But anyway, I really liked doing this. And I will be back next week. I can't tell you if anyone else is going to be in here, but I'm going to be here. And if I'm not doing a talk show, I think I'm pretty good at doing a music show. And every week it's something new, and every week it's live, and that's very exciting to me. And I want to thank you. 2 months in a row we're in the top 10. I really appreciate you folks listening and tuning in. And sometimes you can also listen to the rebroadcast Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Hey, show yourself some